Welcome to Review Said Scare with Jess and Blair. I'm Jess.
And I'm Blair.
Blair, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well. We are officially on to our second Tree House of Horrors bonus episode, which is very exciting. So without further ado, let's dive right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
This one, air date, October 31st, 1991, right on Halloween.
Oh, right on.
Season 3, episode 7. I think there's maybe only a handful of these that aired right on Halloween, which is pretty cool. What do you say we jump into some fun facts about Treehouse of Horrors 2? Blairski, you want to kick this off?
Yeah, this is the only Treehouse of Horror episode to date where the segment names are not stated inside of the episode.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
It's so weird because when I was doing my notes, I was just kind of making up my own segment names for them.
Okay.
So I called the first segment Monkey Paw.
Yeah.
I called the second segment Carrie, just because Bart's special powers reminded me of Carrie. And okay. I called the last segment Frankenstein. Just because of the similarities to Frankenstein. But yeah, that's the only episode to date that does not have segment names.
And we'll get into it in likes and dislikes, but honestly, it's something that is very noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, really very is, noticeable man. Indeed. Anything else for fun facts?
The last thing is this is the very first episode to show the now famous creepy name credits.
That's right. The long awaited.
I know, right? I love the writing they use too.
Yeah. It was something we were really looking forward to for the first episode, only to realize that they did not do that for the first episode.
No, they did not.
Yeah. I've got one fun fact. This is the only Treehouse of Horror so far with no deaths. Not a single death in this one.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get to kill count. I don't know if I agree.
I guess we'll get into like technicalities.
Yeah.
We'll get it. Right. Blairski knows all. I want to throw one off the cusp as well. Apparently they had a meeting about the whole Kang and Kodos coming back for episode Treehouse of Horrors episode 2. And they decided that would just be like an annual tradition. Having Kang and Kodos in. So I think they're in every, or at least one segment of every Treehouse of Horrors.
Was this their only appearance since their last appearance in the Treehouse of Horror?
Yeah, I believe it was. I think there's been a couple offshoots where they've appeared briefly in just regular season episodes.
Yeah.
But usually it is just in the Treehouse of Horror episodes.
All right. I loved having their appearance again. Oh, that's great.
Us at Treehouse of us at Reviews That Scare. salute you, Kang and Kodos.
We do.
I voted for Kodos. This one, written by Al Jean, Mike Reese, Jeff Martin, George Mayer, Sam Simon, and John Swartzwelder. And of course, starring in the cast, Dan Castellaneta, Julia Kavner, Nancy Cartwright, Yeardley Smith, Hank Azaria, Harry Shearer, Maggie Rosell, and Marcia Wallace. What a cast.
Yes,
the
sir.
Legends.
Yeah.
Let's dive right into the synopsis of this one, courtesy of our dear friends at IMDb. The Simpsons family receives a severed monkey's paw, which can grant wishes. Bart gains magical powers, which he uses to turn Homer into a jack-in-the-box, and Mr. Burns uses Homer's brain to create a robot. Yeah.
See, exactly. Monkey Paw, Carrie, and Frankenstein.
You nailed it. Yeah. This goes out to the Simpsons creators. Hire Blair right now.
I'd take that job.
Okay, this leads to our first segment of the night, where Blair is about to prove me wrong. This is Kill Count.
Kill Count. The time of the show we count. The kills.
Blairski, do we have a kill count?
Yeah, well, we don't, technically. But I think there's lots that we probably could count as kills, like Homer dying in the Frankenstein segment, the multiple people that Bart makes disappear in the second segment. But I mean, it's The Simpsons, so everyone does come back.
That's right.
You know,
it's just a cartoon show. It's not for real. All right. Good kill count. Good explanations there.
There you go.
This leads to our next segment, likes and dislikes. The portion of the episode where we talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, and then everything in between. Blairski, would you like to kick off likes and dislikes?
Just love the opening from Marge once again.
Yeah. Now, I have a question about that.
Okay.
Because it is very similar to the intro for the first Treehouse of Horror episode. But after watching 1931's Frankenstein, what did you think of the intro?
I appreciate it more.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah.
I think our last episode too, you had said you'd watched a Mickey Mouse cartoon with that same intro.
Same thing.
And sure enough, just, I think it was yesterday, I had put on some cartoons for Scarlet and that popped up.
Fantastic. Mickey Mouse
cartoon. Yeah. So I saw exactly what you're talking about.
Excellent. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the intro, Marge coming up, giving a warning for the viewers about the episode, telling them not to watch it, which is straight out of 1931's Frankenstein, which if you haven't watched the movie, watch it. And if you haven't watched our review on it, watch it, listen to it. Yeah. What else did you like about this episode?
We just talked about it, but I love the appearance we got from Kang and Kudos.
Kang and Kudos. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. In the first segment, when they were all making their wishes, I just love how Maggie's one wish was for a new pacifier.
Yeah, wasn't it a gold pacifier? And it shows up in like a luxury car.
Luxury car on like a butler with a pillow. It's like the most ballin' pacifier you'd ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's the simple things in life.
Right. There's just lots I love about this episode. Just little things, how the Pentagon turns into a shopping mall after Lisa asked for world peace.
Yeah.
And how the aliens, like during that world peace segment, the aliens take over the entire planet with nothing but a slingshot in the club.
Yeah. Like it's just, it's ridiculous. Very menacing. But at the same time, they get chased away from Earth with a stick and a nail.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact line, but they mentioned that the stick and nail is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until
it destroys the world. I've got it in my line of the day. We'll talk
Perfect.
About it.
Yeah. I'll say no more. So right after Marge's intro, I just want to point this out. I love the call out in the very first, I guess, pre-segment of 1966's It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's very brief, but it's with the trick-or-treaters running past the Simpsons house, all wearing sheets, looking like ghosts.
I miss that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Dressed up just like the characters from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which I thought was very, very sweet. Very, very cool. A nice nod, a nice homage.
Yeah. No kidding. I didn't even notice that.
Also some great Halloween costumes in this episode from the Simpsons characters. So Marge has her hair in a very similar fashion to the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bart is dressed as an executioner.
Such a cool costume, man. I love that costume.
Maggie is dressed as a witch.
Yeah.
Lisa is dressed as a totem pole.
Not for mobility either.
No. And my personal favorite, local bullies Jimbo and Kearney are dressed as Jimbo and Kearney.
Yeah.
They do not dress up for Halloween.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I love that one. I love it. Do you have a favorite segment out of the three?
If I was to pick a favorite segment out of the three, it would probably be the first one.
Okay.
It'd probably be the first one. But I'll get there in my review, but I liked every segment in this episode.
Yeah. it was another strong one. We had mentioned it last episode, how kind of season three is when they really hit their stride, and it's the truth.
What was your favorite segment?
I liked them all. When I think of this kind of Treehouse of Horrors episode as a whole, the one that I think about the most is going to be the second segment.
When Bart has the powers.
When Bart has the powers. I immediately just get the image of Homer as a Jack-in-Box,
yeah.
but also Snowball 2, the cat.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's just because I'm a huge fan of the Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. and that episode gives major Twilight Zone vibes right down to the Rod Serling-esque introduction of the episode. I love it.
I think when I was doing my research, I didn't write it down, but that segment is based off of a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, I think you're right. I couldn't remember off the top of my head which one, but it's I guarantee it was based off of one for sure. Anything you didn't really care for in this?
Nothing I got written down, man. Nothing at
all. Excellent. I have a question for you regarding the monkey paw, lucky monkey paw episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you had a lucky monkey paw, first wish, would you wish for X-ray specs or peace on Earth? Be honest, Blair.
How long do I have before I can have to give you an answer? No, I'm just kidding. I would wish for peace on Earth, of course.
But I mean, X-ray specs.
I know. It would be pretty cool. But I feel like you could still invent those.
I suppose so. And once you have world peace, you can spend all the time in the world with
mastering the X-ray specs, right?
That's right. That's right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this episode was it's not my favorite Treehouse of Horror.
No.
But it's definitely, even as far as the animation goes, this is where I feel like The Simpsons becomes The Simpsons. Is this season, not necessarily this episode, but this season.
It's when they really, really get their stride.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, even the animation, it's changed to something a little bit more familiar.
Yeah.
Not so prehistoric. Oh goodness, that's really all I have for likes and dislikes. This was a fun one.
Did you notice the end credit scene, or did you stick around long enough for the end credit scene?
I'm sure I've seen it before, but maybe. Oh yeah, next week.
Yeah, next time. Well, The Simpsons and Mr. Burns is still attached to Homer's body.
I love that. Of course, for those of you who have watched it, for those of you who didn't, it came out in 1991. So spoiler alert. But yeah, the third segment of the episode, or as Blair likes to call it, Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Burns is crushed by this giant robot that looks just like Homer, and is then has his head sewn onto Homer's body.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, Blair just said at the end of the episode, it's kind of like an introduction to a new sitcom where Mr. Burns is sewed onto Homer's
head. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Homer's body. Yeah.
It's hilarious. I got one other thing I want to talk about. I just thought it was funny in the second segment when Bart changes the history of America, making it founded in 1942 by some guy. And then changes the name of it to Bonerland.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, man.
I can't remember where the next, I'm not even going to say it, 'cause I feel like there was a scene afterwards where there's like a town hall or something, and it's, or there's like, I can't remember, country of Boner, or town of Bonerland.
Something Bonerland.
It was very, very funny. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Anyways, what do you say we move right along?
Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
So we have a couple news segments this episode, and these are just going to be specific to the Treehouse of Horrors bonus episodes. So to kick it off, we've decided to add one called What's on That Tombstone? The segment of the show where Blair fills us in on the funny things that show up on the tombstones in the opening title card. Blairski, do you have a list?
I feel like there's less tombstones in this one than there were in the first Treehouse of Horror.
Yep.
But this episode read Bambi's mom.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Yep.
Cajun cooking.
Yeah.
Walt Disney.
Yep.
And then the very last tombstone reads, lose weight now, ask me how.
Yeah, yeah.
It's how so excellent. Random, but I loved it.
I love the tombstones. They're one of my favorite parts about the Treehouse of Horror episodes. Yeah. great new segment. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
The next new segment is called, Hey, That's a Funny Name. Which, of course, is the portion of the show where we look through the credits of the show and list some of the funny / scary names they list.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of them. So I'm just going to name a few. Malevolent Matt Groening, James Hellbrooks, sort of frightening Sam Simon, Awful Al Jean, Diabolical Dan Castellaneta, Ghoulish Julia Kavner, Yowling Yeardley Smith, Hellacious Hank Azaria, just to name a few. Honestly, there is probably 50 different scary, funny names.
Man, I bet you they all get together and just pull something out of a hat.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
You know.
So good. This leads to one of our favorite segments, which is lessons we learned from watching The Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors Episode 2.
Lessons we learned from watching. Insert title of movie here.
The segment of the show where we talk about the valuable life lessons we learn from watching said television episode. Blairski, would you like to kick this off?
As we learn in the first segment, fame and fortune isn't all it's cracked up to be. I will take the fortune, but I don't really care about the fame.
Yeah, I'll take the fortune too. Yes, yes, please.
I also learned that there is a difference between good attention and bad attention. As per Dr. Marvin Monroe, child psychologist, member of Bonerland Medical Association.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Bonerland Medical Association. It was written on his door, yeah. That's what it was, yeah. I feel like this was maybe also the last time we see Dr. Marvin Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, are you sure?
I feel like it is. Okay. I could be
wrong. Might have to look that one up. I thought it was longer into the seasons.
We'll fact check.
The last thing I learned is dreaming about your work is probably the worst nightmare you could ever have, as per Homer Simpson.
Agreed. As per Jess and Blair.
Yeah, as per myself.
Oh, my God. Good ones. I've got two here. If you eat too much candy, you'll have nightmares.
Yeah.
And then I also learned, I don't know if this is true or not, but I learned that there's a direct flight from Marrakesh to Springfield, USA.
I doubt it.
Which seems like quite an odd direct flight. Oh, goodness. This leads us to one of our favorite segments of the show, Line of the Night.
Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night. Line of the Night.
The segment of the show where we discuss our favorite lines from the episode. They might give us chills, they might give us the giggles. All we know is that they are our favorites. Blairski, I know you have a big list.
I do. I've got seven,
Kick it off? Oh, excellent. Why don't you kick it off?
In the first segment, Lisa wishes for world peace. And Homer goes, Lisa, that was very selfish of you.
Yeah, I love that.
That was hilarious.
What a Homer thing to say.
I know. Kneel before my slingshot, puny earthling. Said by Kodos.
I love that.
This one we talked about earlier, that's said by Kang. That board with the nail, it may have defeated us, but the humans won't stop there. They will make bigger boards and bigger nails, and soon they will make a board with a nail so big it will destroy them all.
What a great line.
Best line of the whole episode.
Oh, so good.
Okay, I got a few more. This is fun, isn't it? We're going to die, aren't we? Said by Otto while pushing down the gas pedal, Bart steering the school bus.
Yeah, Otto man.
Smithers says to Mr. Burns, may I suggest a random firing to put the fear of God into them?
I love that.
My last two are both said by Mr. Burns. First is, look at me, I'm Davy Crockett, as he's wearing Homer's brain as a hat.
Yeah, and one of my favorite lines.
It's so good, Ben. And then shortly after that, he does the classic Frankenstein, It's Alive.
Yeah.
Which I wrote down as well.
Those are great. I love those. I've got a couple here. In the opening bit leading up to the first segment, Homer asks the kids if they got a good haul, to which Bart responds, jackpot, to which Homer responds, while wiping away a tear, I'm very, very proud of you kids. No, <right. laughs> Oh, goodness.
How to win his heart.
I have another great line from Marge. I know we had one, the last Treehouse of Horrors episode. Here's another one. She says, Homer, there's something I don't like about that severed hand. Talking about the monkey paw.
Yeah.
I love it. This is my personal favorite line of the episode and okay. one of my favorite Simpsons lines. Homer says, foul the cursed thing. What demon from the depths of hell created thee? This is after he uses his last wish
yeah.
for a turkey sandwich, only to discover the turkey is dry.
That's so funny, man.
I've got a couple, two more lines here, both sure. from Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns in the third segment after revealing his robot. Behold, the greatest breakthrough in labor relations since the Cat O' Nine Tales. Oh, I love it. And then finally, Mr. Burns says, Smithers, hand me the ice cream scoop. To which Smithers responds, ice cream scoop? To which Mr. Burns responds, damn it, Smithers, this isn't rocket science, it's brain surgery.
So funny, man.
Some really strong lines in this one.
Yeah, there was, man.
Oh, I love it. This leads us to our final rating. For episode 2 of the Treehouse of Horrors, Blairski, out of 5 clinking, clattering, cacophony of collagenous cogs and camshafts, out of 5, what do you give the second episode of the Treehouse of Horrors?
It's literally one of the hardest final ratings you're going to have me say.
Yeah, ever. I know. We're sweating it out.
I'm going to be giving this episode 4.5 clinking, clattering, cacophony of collagenous cogs and camshafts out of 5. This episode is near perfect.
Excellent. I'm going to give it 4 clinking, clattering, cacophony of collagenous cogs and camshafts. Out of 5.
You say it's yeah. so easy.
Yeah.
He's been practicing.
I practice. Yeah, like you said, it is near perfect. This is right when they're really getting into their groove, and it's only uphill from here.
Yes, sir.
For the I'm next excited. Couple seasons, at least.
Yeah, I'm excited for the next few episodes.
Yeah, me too. I haven't watched the Treehouse of Horrors in a while. So it's really nice coming back to them and just remembering how great they are.
Right.
Yeah. But on to the next one. This is a fun bonus episode.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome. From Review Set Scare with Jess and Blair, I'm Jess.
I'm Blair. Remember to stay scary.
And eat every sandwich.
Bye. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you for listening to Review Set Scare. Make sure you check out our Linktree at linktree.com/ReviewSetScare. That's linktr.ee/ReviewSetScare, which has links to our Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, Twitch, and many other things. If you'd like to email us, you can reach us at reviewsetscare@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay scary and eat every sandwich. A proud member of Pod Nation TV.